Make a motion to...
To that we add, amend and redact subsection 1 of section 4905 to...
Oh, that language, yeah. The bill language we don't have, but the motion.
Can I just add that motion in there and...
Mm-hmm. That, move the commission pre-file this, yeah.
This one bill, yes, because the other one passed already, correctly? Yeah. Correct?
Yes. Yes, it did. Okay, so let's see if I can get through this then. This is addition back to items consent BK1, AD 14-8112. I move the commission pre-file the following bill draft with the Legislative Council for the 64th Legislative Assembly of North Dakota. It'll be bill draft dealing with public utilities, specifically to amend and reenact subsection 1 of section 4905-06 relating to suspension periods for tariff filing.
Second.
I think the only discussion is just to make sure that we add. Can you say that those fancy words you said again, Julie?
We would be striking the language that we struck, so keeping the language as is, so that it would read, or rule, but the period of suspension may not exceed more than 6 months beyond the time when otherwise would go into effect, except when agreed upon by both parties.
Yeah, and I probably won't use both parties because that...
Or by parties.
But I will figure out the right words to make that concept happen.
Okay.
Okay.
So I further move that we add that exact language by Commissioner Fedorchak, or that general intent.
General intent, please.
In this motion.
Thank you.
Do we have a motion and a second? Is there any further discussion?
Did we get a second?
I seconded.
You seconded. Okay, perfect.
The motion, second, and further discussion? Since seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion is approved.
Okay, thank you, Daryl. Thank you, Julie. Thank you, Alana.
You're welcome.
Okay, do we have any other items for discussion?
Okay. I don't.
All right, Daryl, you want to schedule something?
Schedule the director's meeting in December.
Hey, before I forget, can we put a hold on our schedules for February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th right now so the three of us can be reminded that we've left those dates open? Is that okay with you two? Okay.
I just hope there's not a raging blizzard that
day. I know, I was thinking of that, too. That's exactly what will happen. But it's a good blizzard time, too. It's warmed up a little bit.
It's Groundhog Day. There can't be a raging blizzard on Groundhog Day.
There can be. All right, Daryl, you want to schedule director's meetings, huh? And I just got an email that our web stream has no sound right now. Okay. They must have fixed it. All right, Daryl, what do you got? When do we start these?
Well, usually we're just looking at an hour, like 11 to noon.
Starting in January again?
I'm just looking at, we haven't scheduled one for December. Do we want to skip December and wait till the end of the month and then start in the new year again? Or
I'm okay with that if my colleagues are.
I think so.
Why don't we do that? Then I'll put it on the scheduling for
Well, we could do it right now. I mean, it's better to get these things blocked in.
You want to do it for...
Well, because our schedule, I can tell you right now, for January, the only openings I'm seeing are the 12th, the 14th, or the 16th. By the time the first week, the legislative session, and there's Mark. And then we get into Grainman's conventions and telephone stuff. So I'd say 12, 14, 16 are open, or 22, 23.
Should we say the 12th?
Are we going to, I think we had talked about this once, we're going to be having our little legislative meetings all the time on Fridays.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Did we decide, is that going to be a afternoon thing or?
It's usually, was it, I can't remember.
It was 10 o'clock.
10, yeah, it was usually in the morning.
Yeah, so we could do work in the afternoon and prepare for Monday stuff.
For Monday stuff.
Okay, yeah, so we wouldn't have to really tie up some other day if we had it on a Friday. Late sure. in the morning or early in the morning.
Right after.
We could do that. That's that. We could do it.
Sure. Let's
so which were the weeks that you said, Brian?
Well, the Fridays would be the 16th or the 23rd look open right now.
Those are both fine for me.
Julie, have a preference?
16th.
16th.
16th. Okay.
You know, while we're on it, we should put down right now every Friday at 10 o'clock for what do we call that meeting? Legislative update.
Legislative update is what it was called.
Could we do that? Yes,
sure. We could do that, too.
We might as well load up the coming because it's going to...
Okay,
then we get into February. The 20th is wide open right now.
You're talking about another director's meeting?
Yeah. I don't do three of them.
Well, let's just have them immediately following the legislative meeting. Yeah, we can pick another one, but I would not do the 13th then.
The 20th, I throw it as a wide open day. It's after NARUC. There's no commission meeting that week.
All right. February 20th, is that?
Sure.
Okay. Do you want to do March then, too, right away, or do you want to just do?
I'm okay
with that. We can throw March out there.
I got nothing in March on Fridays.
Could we do the 13th and the 20th? Look kind of ugly.
Randy, you got any preferences for those Fridays?
Nope.
Would the 6th work? Or is that too soon after the last one?
It's only 2 weeks, actually, right? Mm-hmm. That's pretty quick.
Or the 27th?
That's fine by me.
Good enough.
27th?
There we go.
All right, that would be good. Let's just do the 3. Is that okay?
Yeah.
That's great.
That's a good idea. Get that.
Then we'll schedule the Friday for the legislative review. And we'll 10. Have that, and that's at 10.
Yep.
Okay, do we have that on? The legislative recess is on. I got on March 2nd through the 6th as crossovers. So do we need one on the 6th or the 27th?
Of?
The February 27th. Did we have one then since the next week is crossover? Probably not.
Oh.
So that one, Esther, you could dump not do that one.
Not do which one?
February 27th. But then have one on February 6th.
Cause well, actually, on the 27th, more than likely by the 26th, we will know what our budget is. A good chance our budget's going to pass out of whichever house it starts in on, like, the 23rd or 24th or 25th.
Mm-hmm. You say just schedule it and we can talk about stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
It might be one of the really important ones that we have when we really know how it ended up for staff.
Fair enough.
But the 3rd, there won't be anything to talk about. They'll have come to town, started addressing a couple of the real light-duty things.
But to your point, you might as well put them on the schedule now and we can talk about something.
I'm guessing we're
under our
the 3rd one.
Okay. Yeah.
I did have one item for discussion, just real quick to add, just thought of it. So the next meeting, my thought process was I'd have Daryl put a motion together that I move that effective January 1st, Commissioner Fedorchuk become chairman of the Public Service Commission in the portfolios, unless you guys wanted to change something, just leave them where they're at. Move over business ops. But I didn't know if...
I'm not interested in changing from pipelines, but do you want to take the economic regulation? If you want to spread things out more.
I'm not against that. That's fine.
Do you want to just...
Yep. No, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
Because I think that the... It's...
I mean, there's some synergies there with your generation portfolio anyway. And
I had that one before, so it's nothing new. So I'm happy to do that. So we'll change that one over. Perfect. And then when your time is done, then... Because I'm still trying to urge Commissioner Christmas to take telecom, but he doesn't want it yet. Your chance is coming, my friend.
With that whiz-bang telecom speech you gave?
This morning he did the PAC-T.
Come on. I wasn't there, but I've heard about it.
It was on the internet.
People are talking.
They're blogging everywhere. Okay, Daryl.
I mean, the government maybe did do his budget today, but everyone's talking about your telecom speech.
They like my joke about Leo Meyer from down in Ashley.
Classic. Okay, so Daryl, we'll tweak that again, but is that fine with you, Jules? That's good. Randy, is that okay with you?
Yep.
Okay. And then... So then
let me ask a question on that, though. Yeah. Is that how it's typically been done, that someone just makes a motion that someone else... Or has it been more like a real election where... Not that you make a motion, but that you would nominate... That we would, like, open it up to have a chairman and someone would nominate the next person and someone else would...
We usually just move it and then follow through.
A motion, okay.
And then
because I like doing it however it's been done in the past.
And then that gives the staff time by the January 1st meeting to move my placard over there and yours here. And usually the way it's been is the person recently elected sits here. The last person is here. So it will stay this way. The next time around, you'd move here and you'd go back to there and I'd go over there. All this pomp and circumstance.
I like being here because you're right next to
I know.
Scorn at the companies testifying. No, intimidate them, Brian.
The way we've done it before was it was done at the meeting in January, and then you had to do the motion to change the
And we had a mess.
You know, and this, I think this works a lot better because then it's pre-done. And so then when you start the January meeting,
you're ready to
it's
go.
All ready to go and everything is done. So,
okay.
I like that.
And then the one thing is that we don't have a vice chair, and we never have. We always just, like, if the chairman's not there, it usually goes to whoever's sitting in this chair. And that's kind of been the way it is. And so I think that's still fine. But if we wanted to, we could make whoever sits in this chair the vice chair.
And with only three people, it seems kind of overkill.
And I just bring it out. Some commissions do that because if you don't have all three that are cordial, then who runs the meeting if the,
right.
the chair is not there? So I'm fine with leaving it that way. Just
well, the most popular commissioner would then.
Absolutely.
We better decide who that is.
Is that by percentage or by number of votes?
I think percentage is far better measure.
I lose either way. So all right, anything else for the good of the order? We'll close this meeting. All right, now guess what? Excel's going to cringe.